This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Political tables turn in Virginia where a blue wave rolled through in yesterday's Election Day balloting. Democrats now control both houses of that state's General Assembly for the first time in decades. In Kentucky, it appears the Democrat Andy Beshear has narrowly beat the incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin by just a few thousand votes. University of Virginia professor of politics Larry Sabato has an interesting take on those results.
When you're a Republican running statewide in Kentucky, you have to try to lose. And Bevin tried for 4 years, and he succeeded.
He was speaking on MSNBC. One man's been arrested in connection with the grisly murders of 9 members of an American family in Mexico earlier this week after their cars were ambushed by a drug cartel. They say the man was arrested in the state of Sonora last night while still holding 2 hostages. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Several high-ranking officials in the Trump administration are being called to testify in the impeachment inquiry today in closed-door interviews, but it's unclear whether any are going to show up. One who's been called to Capitol Hill is Energy Secretary Rick Perry, a Department of Energy spokesperson saying that Perry would, quote, not partake in any secret star chamber inquisition where agency counsel is forbidden to be present, end quote. We told you moments ago about an apparent Democratic victory in the governor's race in Kentucky. Well, results for the Mississippi governor's race show the Republican Tate Reeves beat out Democratic hopeful and Mississippi's Attorney General Jim Hood. Hood making a concession speech late last night.
Looks like the next governor will be Tate Reeves. I just called Tate and congratulated him on a good race, and I told him I'll be praying for him and his administration, and I intend to work with them in the transition.
This is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Senator Ted Cruz is condemning death threats made against Minnesota's Democratic Congressman Ilhan Omar. The Texas Republican says there's nothing wrong with disagreeing with Omar's policy positions, but Cruz says death threats are reprehensible and never a joke. Cruz weighing in after Omar retweeted several images of people wanting to see her dead. In Georgia, officials say they have seized a massive amount of cocaine. USA Radio's Wendy King fills in the details.
Savannah's court director Chris Kennelly says custom agencies seized $31 million worth of cocaine that was shipped in from South America.
I truly believe that we have disrupted these transnational organizations. This is a significant blow to what they're trying to do.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And it appears winter is coming a little bit early to much of the central and eastern U.S. A blast of frigid Arctic air is expected to be sweeping across the Great Lakes region and into the northeast today, and it'll linger through Saturday, bringing some snow to some spots. Northern New England could see up to 6 inches of snow. The cold air expected to spread south as well, bringing frost and below-freezing temperatures to parts of the southeast. And the National Weather Service says even colder air is expected early next week, when the eastern two-thirds of the nation could see temperatures 20 degrees below normal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Oh, it's snowing in Minneapolis. Are we having fun? It's just been all kinds of slip sliding in a way. I hope you guys in there in Minnesota and also in the Midwest with this cold snap are taking it easy and staying warm and keeping it slow on the roadway, okay? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. John Guandolo joins us now. John, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back with you.
Always good to be talking to you, and we've got lots to get caught up on. You know, what, John, and you wrote about this, what can we learn from the hunt for and killing of the Islamic State leader al-Baghdadi?
Well, I think a number of things, and I think the most important is, obviously, killing the leader of ISIS is a positive thing in the war, but putting it into perspective that it has little significance strategically, especially since the United States still has no strategy on dealing with the global Islamic movement. And that is what Understanding the Threat and what I've been saying for years, is that all these actions, whether it's bombing ISIS targets or al-Qaeda targets or going after their leaders, has a minimal strategic impact when you're bringing senior Muslim Brotherhood leaders, literally the senior one or two level leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States, into the White House and continue to allow them to have access to our leadership and in our communities to influence how we deal with this threat down to the elementary school level. So that really is a total catastrophic disconnect. What value is it to kill Baghdadi if the senior Hamas Muslim Brotherhood leaders in the United States still have access to the national security leadership here?
And you're saying to this day, with the Trump administration, with Trump's awareness, or is this all hidden in the machinations of the deep state and the previous administration?
Well, I think that the reality that we've got to kind of deal with is that it appears from our analysis that Mr. Trump understands that there's a real problem. Mm-hmm. And it, from what we're seeing, that there's not an understanding within his circle of that problem. So that we believe is the critical piece missing. He really does stand alone. You know, he said, even when he was a candidate, that Islam hates us and we need to figure out why, was what he said. And he's right, but not understanding Sharia and the law that guides the Islamic community in their everyday life as well as how they fight wars, and allowing their leaders and these others, including, quote, moderate Muslims, to go on national television on CNN and Fox and continue to say, you know, there's two versions of Islam. There's my version, there's the nice, you know, how I pray, and then there's Islamism, or whatever they call it, that, mm-hmm. you know, is the brutal stuff we see ISIS and al-Qaeda doing. Those are lies.
Right.
And until we lose the huge fear of just speaking truth, we being not understanding the threat, I've been speaking truth about it for about 17 years. But leaders at the state, local, federal level just speak truth about it. And by speaking truth about a barbaric system that is Islam, you're not condemning people that are Muslim, but you are acknowledging that people who adhere to this doctrine are threatening to our communities. And there are many Muslims who are trapped in a system that makes it a capital crime to leave Islam. And so I think the real thing to put out is that if you truly love your neighbor, as we're called to do, or at least I believe we're called to do,
yes.
then how can you possibly support a barbaric system that is totally incompatible with civil society, Islam? How can you prop that up? How can you have pastors and elected officials and others saying Islam's awesome, it's just like Christianity, just a little different, instead of saying, no, it's barbaric, and the people that are trapped in that system, we need to give them a way to be free from it if we actually love them. But I don't see any of that, including from much of the Christian community here in America.
Well, John, you and I discussed this before. I mean, the irony, and I don't know if irony really says it powerfully enough, was that after 9/11, it was as if there was such a concerted effort to rally around Muslims at large that we started accommodating this narrative. I mean, to such a degree that we have elected officials that I think are spouting off in a way that's very irresponsible. It's irresponsible on one level, and it's quite telling on another. I mean, because this is really emboldened, you know, Islamicists or where, again, however you want to title them, it has really emboldened them in such a way. You know, it's like a friend of mine said, look, they just got back from Washington, D.C., and they could not believe how the Muslim community has expanded in D.C. That's shocking to me.
Well, right. You see, it is so evident. It's interesting you bring that up because I just had a number of people share that with me in the last several days and prior to this past weekend. Because they were also in D.C., and they said it is unreal walking down the street. But you've got one of the most Sharia-adherent and violent jihadi mosques in the country at the Dar al-Hidron Falls Church, which is literally, I don't know, 6 minutes from Washington, D.C., if that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been untouched. As a matter of fact, we have a video on our YouTube channel showing the number three guy in the FBI inside that mosque hugging on the leaders and laughing and joking with them, telling them how awesome they are. And the preceding, you know, 6 minutes of the video is showing that the founders, leaders, the imams, key board members, key people in fundraisers are al-Qaeda and Hamas Muslim Brotherhood leaders for years, decades. And I don't think there's a better example of how broken and incompetent the federal government is than kind of that video. It's such a great exemplar of how broken we are. So it shouldn't be surprising that the FBI sees no problem with women in full burqa, mm-hmm. with nothing but their eyes showing, that they think that doesn't indicate anything problematic.
Well, John, I don't know if you can hear me here. We're having some technical problems, but let me just say this. Okay, good. We're connected again. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. We've got to go to break for just a moment, ladies and gentlemen. John Guandolo, president and founder of Understanding the Threat. I mean, we're speaking truth to power here. He's reporting, you decide yourself. I mean, look, this is a government up for by we the people, and self-responsibility needs to step up here in critical thinking. And we need to see this for what it is. I mean, we got lots of problems right now, lots of distraction happening in D.C., as you know, over in the impeachment of a duly elected president. And this is all taking away from, you know, our focus and what we need to be aware of. We've got more with John after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players on special for optimal immune support. Nucleotide Complex, featuring the basis for all cellular structure. Colostrum, with its naturally occurring immunoglobulins. And ultra-quality olive leaf support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Say free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a conversation with John Guandolo, the president and founder of Understanding the Threat Continues. John, we the people do not, we're not understanding the true threat of what's going on. I mean, we have become passive in our attitude. I mean, I've really been challenging everyone here recently about the whole idea of we the people and what that means. I mean, we're in charge. And while we are in charge, with the enemy is storming our borders. I mean, beyond the borders, I mean, you know, they're inside the camp now. And what we're seeing is making an increasing number of, if I might say, in the modern day vernacular, woke Americans to understand that we're under siege here right now. And the level of corruption, you know, we're seeing corruption on the political level, and we think, oh, that's just in D.C., or that's Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, that's overseas, that's some minor stuff. All this is indicative of the level of corruption that is running our country right now. We are so vulnerable that this is scary, John.
Well, I think you just laid that out very well, Bill. What's shocking for people, and I can tell you from going around the country, myself and my team members for years, speaking to groups of Americans, law enforcement leaders, legislators at the state level, members of Congress, there is a gross ignorance about the threat, a lack of understanding of the threat, hence the name of my organization, Understanding the Threat. Mm-hmm. And the people that we suspect or hope would be doing the right thing, the leadership of the Republican Party, because clearly you have the Democrat Party leadership on record saying we would like to kill babies after they're born. We would like to take your weapons. Your right to keep and bear arms is out the window. We believe in socialism and government policies that are socialist, which is seditious and treasonous. That's who they are. But people expect that there's some sanity in Washington, and I guess I'm trying to wash that away. I'm trying to say that is not the case. There's a good argument to be made, and some people are making it, that Mitch McConnell is an agent for the Chinese government. Mm. If you look at who his wife is and who her father is, et cetera, and look at what he's doing coming against the president and certainly not acting in a bold way. Now, you can just say, well, he's a weak leader and a weak need, and that's certainly the case. But this isn't just about individual people in positions in Washington, D.C. Right. There's a real disconnect from the leadership class in this country of both political parties and the ground truth of what's going on. And
Well, Mitch McConnell, and I brought this up here again because we talked with Peter Schweitzer. This is about 2.5 years ago when he released Secret Empires. And of course, right now the focus is on one chapter, which is Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and what happened with Ukraine. But he exposes Mitch McConnell and his wife. You know, here they are in the inner sanctum of the operations of our government and their influence on China policy, what Joe Biden did, what Barack Obama did. I mean, the corrupt, this is what I'm talking about, the level of corruption. The American people are just, you know, their heads have been in the sand. They don't even realize to what degree this has been, and they're buying into this defensive mechanism and this propaganda from, you know, from Biden's mainstream media and the Democrats. And meanwhile, the enemy is tightening up the noose on, you know, patriots across this country.
That's right. And, you know, the three things that Understanding the Threat continues to put out that are critical to winning this war strategically here domestically is speaking the truth boldly, which is absolutely critical. Mm-hmm. You just ask yourself, which national leader, which person that has a big microphone is actually speaking truth about the
Islamic threat here and the Marxist threat and how they're working together. And you can come up with a very, very short list of people.
Exactly.
Certainly, and none of them really are in elected office.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a handful, literally a few, in the media. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's been one of the guys that has actually said it. Yeah, folks like you have been very bold in speaking about it. But we need real, courageous Americans to just simply speak truth.
Yeah.
And you can do it in love. You can do it for the love of your family and your community and for the innocent people out there against what's going on. But you certainly cannot remain silent. The second thing is we have got to reestablish our founding principles.
Yes.
And that means putting the Bibles back into schools because the law of nature, nature's God, legally is the underpinning of our republic. And then you've got, we have to obey the law, and local and state police have got to enforce the law. And those three things really build the foundation for any action that's taken.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we still have a very little bit of maneuver room, but I mean, there are colleagues of mine that don't think the war is winnable at this point domestically.
Mm-hmm.
And most Americans have no idea we're even in a war.
Right.
They certainly know something's very wrong, but what we're seeing certainly through social media and other outlets where people actually still have the ability to speak, millions of Americans understand that Islam is a problem and it's incompatible with civilized society. Millions of Americans, I would say tens of millions, understand there is an organized Marxist threat, not just a handful of crazy members of Congress, as they're called.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very organized, well-funded, well-led movement with doctrine and objectives that they're ticking off every day.
John, they wouldn't have elected officials in Congress if they weren't. I mean, people need to use some common sense here. I mean, this is to what extreme it has become. I mean, they make outlandish statements, and you got the Speaker of the House protecting them because we can't speak truth boldly. We can't question stuff. You know, Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine, she questions and something. You know, she's been on this show, and we talked about it, and we've asked the same questions. You know, the same common sense questions, and then Fox puts her on timeout. Because she speaks truth. So, you know, everybody's being conditioned here. That's your point here. Political correctness, the weaponization of speech and the cancel culture is all compromising the speaking truth boldly. And meanwhile, we're being overrun. And, and then, of course, we see how obedience of laws, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you can have somebody in jail and somehow they suspiciously commit suicide. We've got our border, it's an open sieve of God only knows what. And then we have the beheadings here recently in Mexico. And President Trump, rightly says, look, and we've been saying this for years, is that Mexico is going to be faced with a decision to make. They cannot handle the cartel. They just cannot handle the cartel. It's going to require the United States coming across the border and helping them clean it up. But they're saying, hey, they don't even want to go there. All this is part and parcel of the corruption of these three key principles that you laid out for us, John.
Well, that's absolutely right. And as we go forward, I can look back to a conversation myself and another FBI agent had in 2007. With one of our senior leaders, and I just asked the question, what are you going to do? What are we as an organization, when I was in the FBI, what are we going to do when the citizens realize what the threat is, the threat that comes from the Islamic community, and the FBI is still not handling it, we're not teaching it, we refuse to actually give our agents and analysts the tools they need to deal with this threat appropriately. And, just a blank stare. And the comment that this particular leader made was, I've never even thought of that. And I said,
we're on a trajectory of anarchy, John.
We absolutely are. And that's exactly what the Islamic and Marxist counterstates want. Because when anarchy comes, they step in to bring order. And that's how revolutions are won. And we're literally back on our heels at the federal level. I would argue at the community level, many Americans get it and they're preparing, but I fear they don't have enough information to be able to strategize, and that's where understanding the threat comes in. So that's why we're here, and I encourage you.
Check it out for yourself. Go ahead, real quick, John.
UnderstandingTheThreat.com.
Ian Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Political tables turn in Virginia, where a blue wave rolled through in yesterday's Election Day balloting. Democrats now control both houses of that state's General Assembly for the first time in decades. In Kentucky, it appears the Democrat Andy Beshear has narrowly beat the incumbent Republican Governor Matt Bevin by just a few thousand votes. University of Virginia professor of politics Larry Sabato has an interesting take on those results.
When you're a Republican running statewide in Kentucky, you have to try to lose. And Bevin tried for 4 years, and he succeeded.
He was speaking on MSNBC. One man's been arrested in connection with the grisly murders of 9 members of an American family in Mexico earlier this week after their cars were ambushed by a drug cartel. They say the man was arrested in the state of Sonora last night while still holding 2 hostages. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me or a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to. Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now, for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword SNORE to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in the tippets. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The co-founder, president of the Tea Party Patriots, joins us now, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. A little worn out, like most of America, over all this impeachment, faux-peachment stuff that's going on. But it's getting serious, although, you know, I think Nancy Pelosi is a bit, delusional when she says that, and she makes a statement that it's not like Congress people came into office to impeach the president. And I'm going, how do you make that statement? I mean, like, all of a sudden you had some sort of brain fade and you forgot what, what Tlaib had to say. You forget what Al Green has been doing from day one, and it's been more than that. Even from her own mouth, she has suggested, you know, the president needs to be impeached. I mean, that has been a clear set goal from day one.
It has been. It should be, it can't really astonish us too much, because she has said that this is a serious matter that Congress should only undertake it if it is overwhelming and bipartisan.
And bipartisan, yeah, exactly.
She she says what sounds good and what should be true when you're dealing with impeachment, and none of it is actually, or so much of it is not actually true.
Well, Jenny Beth, amongst the Tea Party patriots that you converse with, and I'm getting the same thing across the country, and you talk about something that's bipartisan. It has to do with frustration. People are frustrated over this whole process, the way they've handled it. There has been an established fact pattern, I maintain. You know, the Democrats talk about a fact pattern. Well, their process has been a fact pattern. This is the same format that they did with the Russian collusion. Same thing, actually, they did with Kavanaugh, if you think about it. I mean, they get information, they sit on it, then they leak it out, and they come up with these hysterical stories that are unproven. But the reason they keep doing that is because they keep getting away with it. It's okay for them to hide behind anonymous reporting, and in this particular case happens to be a whistleblower, which, it's quite interesting that a month before this whistleblower comes into play, they rewrite the rules. That seems rather convenient.
It seems very convenient, and it is very much like Kavanaugh. I was on a program earlier today, and I was saying I think that we are headed towards the same kind of Kavanaugh-like experience when it moves into the Senate. It just the Democrats are so rabidly angry at President Trump. I think that they actually hate President Trump, and they hate all of us who voted for him.
Exactly.
And they just cannot get over the fact that they lost an election, and they can't see straight. All they can see is we must get rid of him and prevent him from being president again, and this is how we have to go about doing it. They've weaponized impeachment.
Exactly. And you're going to pay for it. You're going to pay for your vote. 63 million people may have voted for him, but we're going to teach you once and for all that you've got to go along with what we say. If you don't, you're going to pay the price.
Right. Well, they want to not just destroy President Trump and his presidency, but they want to send a message that any other businessman who ever even contemplates running for president again, if it is not part of their structure, they want to prevent that from happening as well. I think it is about President Trump, but it's also sending a signal to anyone who may ever think, oh, I could do this, coming in from outside the traditional political norms. It's horrible.
Right. Well, the thing is what the Democrats are opening up here, I believe, Jenny Beth, is because President Trump has been such an exposing agent, we are realizing slowly but surely, but inevitably, that our government is incredibly corrupt.
Yeah, we are realizing that, and it is incredibly corrupt. And when I first got involved with the Tea Party movement, I thought we were dealing with Congress and the White House, the Capitol and the White House, the people inside those buildings. And I've come to realize that it's almost every single building in Washington, D.C. They're all dependent on taxpayer dollars in one way or another. They get paid for whether they're going to get bills passed one way or the other. What we're seeing with some of these people out of the National Security Council is that they are, I don't know, it's just astounding to me that they think, okay, I'm a 33-year-old man, I wasn't voted on by anyone at all, I don't agree with what the President of the United States is doing, and so I'm going to call him out and create problems for him, and I know better than he does.
Right. And it is galling, because the thing is that this is the realm in which we deal with, is that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And, of course, in today's vernacular and economy, anonymous is just as good as fact anymore, which is amazing to me that we're willing to upend our government for the sake of anonymous. And this is where we go back to the Brett Kavanaugh hearings again, Jenny Beth, as you were drawing reference to, is that here with all this anonymous reporting, and again, the reason they're able to keep doing this is because nobody gets punished. You know what happened? What happened to Dr. Blasey Ford after these stories that she puts out and claims that she has no she has no dog in the fight there, and then you find out later on, oh, not so fast here. She works for a company that provides the abortion pill. So and then you find out from her attorney, who speaks rather arrogantly, that the reason they did this was because of Roe v. Wade, which is what everybody thought about originally. But we need to be real careful and sensitive, because you have a woman here who is claiming that she's been sexually abused. And all of a sudden, that gives her an incredible amount of breadth and movement and interpretation, to such a degree that, what, we're gonna put an asterisk on the name of the confirmation of a justice?
Yeah, it really is kind of, I think that one thing that they're trying to do when it comes to Kavanaugh is they've tried to lay the groundwork that should he have been confirmed, which he was, mm-hmm. that they could come back later and try to impeach him and remove him from office. Make no mistake, if they succeed with President Trump and what they aim to do, they'll do the same thing to Kavanaugh as well. Mm-hmm. And we have to be aware of that. That's what this is turning into. When I said it's turning into a political weapon, it isn't something that's for treason and high crimes and misdemeanors anymore. It is for we don't like the way that you're handling, that you're executing the duties vested to you by the United States Constitution as president.
Well, Lindsey Graham called him out loud and clear. It's all about power.
Raw power. It is all about power. And due process goes out the window. A presumption of innocence until proven guilty is out the window. The right to face your accuser is out the window. The right to have your attorneys present and to have access to evidence, apparently, is out the window as well. And they say, oh, this is like a deposition. Well, actually, in depositions, the ones that I've been to, both sides have been able to be present, not just one side. So it's lopsided.
Yeah, both sides get to ask questions, and nobody gets stopped midway and said, no, you can't ask that question, right?
Right. That is correct. I mean, no, my attorneys obviously don't. If I were in a deposition, my attorneys would not need to question me. The other side would be questioning me. But the fact is, the other side gets the access to the information. And right now, that's not what is happening. President Trump's side doesn't have that same access. We'll see what happens over the coming days. But as we started out this conversation with, Nancy Pelosi isn't truthful. We are having their trust issues now.
Yes.
She's usurped the power of the presidency. She's taken impeachment upon herself, and it's very difficult to undo what she's begun.
Well, the damage that the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff et al. Are doing to the American people is really epic. And it's up to the American people to take their position of responsibility and realize that they are in charge. She is the president and founder of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
This is sponsored by Bank of America. Owning a home makes Americans happier by giving them the power to build personal wealth and make valuable memories, according to the latest Homebuyer Insights report from Bank of America. In fact, 83% wouldn't go back to renting. Furthermore, the majority of homeowners believe that buying a home is the best decision they've ever made, and 79% believe becoming a homeowner has made them a better person. Kalani Kerr, Retail Sales Executive for Consumer Lending at Bank of America.
The latest Homebuyer Insights report reinforces what we always knew. Owning a home allows us to build wealth, create memories, and it just makes people happy. Most homeowners credit that happiness to the emotional attachment they have to their home. Interestingly, they're also significantly more satisfied with their financial well-being than non-homeowners. It's no wonder Americans agree homeownership is a path towards a happier, more financially stable life.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7000. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
This is your time, your soul.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about Magic Time, My Life in Hollywood. Hawk Hotch is going to be joining us here. He's always been a storyteller, as you can imagine. Well, he's had good fortune of bringing unforgettable tales to the big screen, some of his favorite stories that he has only shared with the players involved. And told behind the scenes, but here in this book, you get to read it for yourself. With a Hollywood career spanning decades of movie making and industry leadership, working on seminal films such as Chinatown, The Way We Were, Wayne's World, while collaborating with such iconic actors as Warren Beatty, Jack Nicholson, Barbara Streisand, and Whoopi Goldberg, you'd think filmmaker Hawk Hotch would have a strong sense of himself, but growing up as the namesake son of a legendary producer, Hawk explains the burden of having to live up to his father's reputation as the nicest man in Hollywood. Hawk, it does probably come with plus and minuses living in the shadow of your father, but he set a great example for you, did he not?
Yes, he did. No, he was the consummate professional, and
as everybody told me throughout my life, the nicest man in Hollywood. He remembered everybody's name and what they did and who their kids were and what they were doing, and it made, you know, from the guy sweeping the floor all the way up to the head of the studio really feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I tried to, you know, emulate him as best I could.
Well, and it seemed that your father did that so naturally. I guess you might call him the ultimate Hollywood mensch. Would that be fair?
Yeah. You're right on, Bill.
Exactly. Well, for you, and meanwhile, you're out building a reputation for yourself. You're working hard. Your father had kind of set the rails for you and put things into motion, but you still had to step up. You had to do the work yourself.
Well, it's true. I mean, he did help me, and on the first movie I was working on with Natalie Wood and a young actor named Robert Redford, I was in the bathroom one day, and two guys walked in, and one said to the other, "Hey, you know, the only reason that guy Koch got the job is because his dad's head of Paramount." And my heart just sunk because, yeah, it's true. While he helped me get the job, I felt like, oh, I'm never going to be able to, you know, get out from under his shadow. But the other guy, after the first guy said that, said to the other guy, yeah, that's true. He did probably get the job because of his dad. But, God, the guy works really hard and he's good at what he does, so why don't you give him a break?
Right.
And when I heard that, I thought, you know what? I've got to work harder than anybody else in this business because I got to prove to everybody that I didn't get the jobs because of my dad. I got them because of my own hopeful talent and work ethic.
Well, as my old mentor in Los Angeles used to say to me, Hawk, is that your charm is only as good as your bottom line. Your charm will take you so far, but you're going to be measured. And, of course, in the movie business, you're one movie from glory, are you not?
Yeah, you're one movie from glory, and you're also one movie from the depths of despair.
Right, exactly. So here you are working with these iconic stars. And, of course, they have to have a sense, too, that, you know, you're leading the team and that they can trust you. When did it happen for you, Hawk, that finally you started, liking your skin and feeling better that, okay, hey, Dad, thanks a lot. Boy, you've done a lot for me. But I'll take it from here.
Well, actually, I was a top assistant director in the business working on great movies, and I always felt great that, man, you know, I was good at what I did, and I always believed that for all your listeners out there, do what you love and do what you do best. Don't try and do something that you're really not good at, or if you aren't good at it, at least learn to be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I always came up against when I met somebody and they wouldn't say hi to me. They'd say, oh, I love your dad. What a wonderful guy. Are you in the business? It would kind of take my ego down very quickly.
Right.
And, I produced some really good movies, and I think when I was elected president of the Motion Picture Academy, that really changed for me, and I really felt seen, and I'm proud to say I'm the only second generation president of the Motion Picture Academy. My dad was president in the 1970s, and I found out, at least for myself, that I had my own reputation, my own name, and that's when it really worked.
Mm-hmm. Well, people started, you know, when you have enough track record and you, like you say, my dad told me the same thing, that, you know, if you work at what you enjoy most in doing, you'll never have to really work a day in your life. It's and it seems like that's been the case for you.
And I haven't worked a day in my life, except now I'm promoting my book because I've never been an author before, and I'm getting some really good reviews, and so I'm excited to have another change in my career. I'm still trying to produce movies, but also writing a book about my life.
Yeah, this is so cool. I mean, Magic Time, My Life in Hollywood, it was – I mean, this seems like it was a long time coming, and probably a project that you may have resisted, maybe in part because of, your conditioned humility, which, you know, is kind of rare in Hollywood. I mean, it takes ego to do the kind of things that you do and to work with the kind of people, and you're surrounded by ego all the time. But, maybe having the legend of your father there gave you some sort of, I don't know, maybe some safe space to where your ego didn't run amok.
Well, thank you. I mean, on every set, I always used to tell these stories, and people would laugh or cry or whatever, and they always used to say, "Oh, you got to write these down."
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like a book just with stories and background stories. And by the way, they're kind stories. If you're looking for dirt, it's not in this book.
Good.
But
good. Yeah.
I really found it with my wife Molly Jordan Koch, who is a wonderful writer herself, mm-hmm. and we started talking, and I found that the spine of the book could be kind of something for everybody, which is really how to get out from under the shadow of a great dad. And that's kind of that relationship between father, son, son, father, mother, son, mother, daughter, daughter, mother, it's a real relationship that I know a lot of people have to go through. And so I thought that really is the spine of the book, and I think makes it much more powerful than just another Hollywood tell-all.
Kind of a bit of coming of age, that's what happens when you finally realize that, yes, this is your skin, and you can live with this. And you start enjoying life with a different perspective, appreciating your past, appreciating your father's footsteps and the legacy that he left behind, that you can not necessarily repel, but embrace, because it's part and parcel of who you are.
Yeah, thank
you. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it is. I had a friend of mine asked me a question the other day that I found to be very compelling. He said to me, "If your dad was here now, what would he think?"
Mm-hmm.
And I got emotional then, and I think I'll probably get emotional right now.
Right.
But it was really, I think he'd be proud of who I am. And because we couldn't communicate the way he could communicate with other people, I think he'd say, "I wish we could do it over so that you and I could have the kind of communication that fathers and sons should have."
Exactly. Well, and I appreciate, as you say about the book, that it's filled with kindness. This is something that's lacking in our culture. And God bless you, Hawk, for writing a book like this, you and your wife, Molly, and doing this, because this is a blessing, we realize that, kindness, it really isn't that expensive, is it?
No, it's what it should be. James, our fourth president of the United States, James Madison, said, if everybody was a good person, we wouldn't need government.
Exactly.
It's a quote from James Madison.
Yeah, right.
And I just find that, why tear other people down? Why not build up? Or if you don't have something good to say about somebody, then don't say it.
Exactly. No, I like that. Give us your favorite story, if that's possible. I mean, you've got lots of favorite stories in this book. Share with us one of your favorite stories from the book.
Well, the first one is, again, I was working with Natalie Wood. Oh, my God. I was so in love with Natalie Wood. And the first time I had to go get her from her dressing trailer out on the set in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, they said, "Go get Natalie Wood." And I ran down to Natalie Wood's trailer, and I knocked on the door, and I heard from behind it, "Yes." And I said, "We're ready for you, Miss Wood." And she said, "Oh, I'll be out in a few minutes." And I said, like any dumb, naive 19-year-old, I said, "Oh, well, the cameraman, James Wong Howe, said the light is perfect." She opened the door slowly, looked at me, took my arm, and walked up to the set. And everybody said, "How did you get Natalie Wood to get out of her trailer? She never gets out of her trailer."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, I told her that James Wong Howe, the DP, said that the light was perfect." And they said, "Wow, I've used that line on every actor and actress ever since 1965. It's a way to get the actors out of their trailer because they want to look good.
Exactly. And you knew what to appeal there. Lots of great stories in his book, Magic Time, My Life in Hollywood, available at all the usual places. We're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Hawk, how can they follow you?
You can follow me on www.hawkhotch.com, on Instagram and Facebook.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.